Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, swing by the White Sands Hotel. Our studio is directly above the Oasis Bar and Grill, which has fantastic food, great atmosphere, great bar, great staff, great selection of drinks, just everything going for it, to be honest. And the hotel complex also offers car value. You can have a sauna, you can plunge into an ice bath, all outside the front of the hotel. It's a fantastic hotel. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not stay in the White Sands Hotel? So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Sabrina. That's what we want to talk about, Sabrina. Sabrina has been on giving out yards over how long it took her to get her forever home. I'd love you to debate this on your show, says Sabrina. I want you to talk about the housing issue because it's disgusting the way our own are treated. I only got the keys to my forever home last week, but I had to wait 12 years on the housing list and renting through HAP. I have friends that are on the list over 15 years. My point is that every person should have the right to have a forever home. It should be the law that we all have a roof over our heads. And before people call me a scrounger, I work part-time. I've been working part-time the last 10 years. That's all I can do with three kids to raise. It's a disgrace that I had to wait that long. Why don't the government make it law that every Irish person is entitled to a house? Because I think they should be. And that's from a lady called Sabrina. Now, this is something that has been spoken about before. Whether or not...
And thank God it hasn't happened.
Thank God it hasn't happened.
Yeah, because if the socialists ever get into power in Ireland, yeah, mm-hmm. And the Paul Murphys of this world and all that, the people who believe that you shouldn't have to work for what you get.
I don't know if Paul necessarily doesn't have to work.
No, but socialists do believe that everybody should be entitled to everything. That message from Sabrina, and I know you're a regular listener, Sabrina, and don't insult you, but that message you sent to us last night reeks of entitlement. In fact, you used the word entitlement, I think, twice in your message that you sent us. Entitled. Here is the thing. If everybody was entitled to a roof over their head, I'd just give up working today. I'd just stop working today.
What's wrong with inserting into our constitution that everybody has the right to a roof over their head? Nobody should be homeless and everybody has a right to a roof over their head.
Okay, everybody has a right to a brand new car. Where's my car? I want a car.
That's being silly.
No, it's not being silly. The word right, you earn a right. I don't know, maybe I was just the way I was brought up. I've never taken anything from anybody. Every single thing that I have in my life, I have paid for.
Well done. That's fantastic. Single, and I'm very proud of you.
Not looking for a clap on the back. What I'm saying is everything I have paid for.
Good
I've
man.
Never asked for anything. Now, as well, Sabrina has worked
part-time. She's got three kids. She's raising them on her own.
Well done, Sabrina. You beat the system.
What do you mean you beat the system?
There's something fundamentally wrong with a system where you can work part-time for the last 10, 12 years of her life and still end up with a forever home.
She's got three children.
I don't have a forever home.
She's to pay
home.
Her way through life she has a part-time job.
I don't have a forever home. We stop paying the mortgage in their home. It goes back to the banks. So someone... And Adrian's going to say I'm begrudging now.
Yeah, I am. That's exactly the word I'm going to use.
But someone... Okay, let me just put this in plain English. Someone who works less hours than me and less harder than me has managed to get...
How do you know she works less harder than you, which is wonderful grammar? Yeah. She probably speaks better than you.
Maybe she does.
The fact is she works part-time. She can manage with three children. You try and work if you were on your own. How would you cope with your three kids? Come on. smart arse.
All I'm saying is,
if you were on your own, you would be no better off.
Entitlement.
Aren't you the lucky one? Aren't you the lucky one?
No, not the lucky one. No,
yes, you are.
No.
You have a wife to help you rear your three children. You're not on your own.
Attack.
You're not on your own.
No, she's not at home.
What would you do if you found yourself on your own tomorrow?
So if I found myself on my own tomorrow?
God forbid, your wife passed away and you're on your own.
Jesus.
What do you do? How do you cope with three children? Your whole fucking world would fall apart and you wouldn't be able to cope. The point I'm trying to make is have a bit of empathy for a woman raising three children on her own instead of downing on her.
No, I'm not downing.
And she's actually out working a bit as well.
I'm not downing on her. There is a father on the scene, as you know. They're not together. That's, you know, shit happens and stuff like that. But I'm saying is this entitlement. I should be entitled to a roof over my head.
Okay, there's been much talk in recent years about whether or not
we should have
a constitutional right to a roof over our heads.
Because then there's no reason to get up in the mornings and go to work. There's absolutely
no. Why did you bother doing it? Why didn't you go on the housing list for 12 years? 12 years! 12 years she was on the housing list.
But at the end of it, now she has her forever home.
12 years she had to wait for it.
Oh, whoop-de-doo. Jesus.
I'm hearing is begrudgery.
No, it's not begrudgery.
I hope it always stays sunny for you. That's the bottom line.
What are you talking about staying sunny? What are you talking about?
How in God's name would you cope with three children on your own? You wouldn't. You would end up having to work part-time and go on the housing list.
I'd make it work.
How would you make it work?
I'd make it work.
How? With three children?
It's not about me.
No, but it is. It's about your lack of empathy towards somebody like our listener, Sabrina. I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, Robbie. What did you want to say on this?
I think at the level of entitlement, you know, it's you know, it is a case of a woman who has, you know, several kids. You know, they get the houses. Like I'm a single man. I'm still living at home because I can't afford rent. People are saying, "Oh, put your name on the housing list." There'd be no point. It would never happen. It would take 50 years. But would you say that I'm entitled to a house?
The argument is that everybody should be entitled to have a roof over their head. Yes, everybody should be entitled to a home.
If everyone's entitled to a house, let's say I get given a house as a single man, then I can promise you some woman with two kids, I'm thinking, what is he getting that? I'm not getting it. You know, just purely based on a queuing system.
The fact of the matter is that somebody like Sabrina, she has three children. She's been on the housing list 12 years.
And where was she living for those 12 years?
Private rental through HAP. HAP rentals.
Through HAP.
Yeah.
All right. But she's still, like, you know, and it's going to sound horrible, but she still had three kids. You know, I just don't agree with people bringing kids into, you know, if your facilities, if your circumstances don't suit.
Well, now we're going to start dictating to people how many children they have.
With the population of the world, absolutely.
Right. So if you
Although in fairness, I will point out Ireland is actually fairly low populated once you move outside Dublin.
No, it is. I agree. So hang on for one second, Robbie. This lady, Sabrina, says it's a disgrace that she has had to wait 12 years on the housing list for her forever home. Is she not right?
No.
No. What? She should have to wait 20 years.
Well, if she wanted it that badly, she would have made it work.
She has three children. How?
Well, this is the point. That's not my fucking problem.
I know I didn't say it was your problem. It's the point I was making to Jeremy a couple of minutes ago. How in God's name is somebody with three children supposed to cope other than working part time and doing her very best to make ends meet and put a roof over her head? The state needs to help some people.
Sorry, we're a welfare state.
I agree the state needs to help people. Yeah, as Jeremy said, we're a welfare state. Like, yeah, people, like, you know, there's too many people in this country, you know, who are crying that the government have to do this, they have to do that. These are the same people who are cursing the government for doing fuck all. And these people are milking the system. As Jeremy said earlier on...
Is that what you think Sabrina has done? She waited 12 years...
No, she played the system. And
Hang on, lads. Hang on for one second. This is a woman with three children who's had to wait 12 years to get a roof over her head, and you say that's playing the system.
But why did she have three children?
You want to discuss it with her?
Sorry, when you say she had to wait 12 years, Adrian, that's you're trying to paint the wrong picture.
She's been on the housing list 12 years.
She was living in rented accommodation, so she wasn't...
Yes, I'm aware of that.
She wasn't home homeless for the 12 years.
No, I know that,
years,
but she was entitled to have a place to call home. She told us earlier on that in those 12 years she's lived in four different locations because landlords stopped her tenancy and blah, blah, blah. So she moved from pillar to post. Her kids have had no settled living place. Now, after 12 years, she has her forever home. And you're saying, you don't deserve it.
Was she hoping to move out of the county?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. All I know is that she was with the HAP tenancies that she had. She went from Billy to Jack. She was all over the place. And now finally she has her forever home. But you lads are begrudging her. You're saying you don't deserve it.
No, not begrudging. Not begrudging. No, don't be putting words. Don't be saying we're begrudging.
Well, Jeremy is. Jeremy's begrudging her forever home.
He's afraid of
you. He's probably paying 1,600 a month on a fucking mortgage.
Yes, and I've no doubt he is. That's not the point. Isn't it great for you, Jeremy, that you can afford to do that?
No, it's not great. It's because
you have a wife to back you up.
No, it's because of hard work. It's because of circumstances.
No, you happen to... This woman works as hard as she possibly can with her three children.
Sorry, by the way...
Well, okay, sorry, Adrian. Let's say now the podcast, like Jeremy lost his voice, for example.
That would be a great thing, yeah.
No. Everybody would be delighted.
that's a different discussion. Yeah. No, but all joking aside, let's say he was losing voice, he was unable to do the podcast or any broadcasting ever again. Look at his face. Now, he's not exactly going to be able to get anything else.
Hey, relax there, Quasimodo. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, Jerry.
Fucking hell.
I couldn't help that, sorry.
Oh, my God.
No, but you're going to end up on a dole. You know, you're probably going to struggle to pay your mortgage. Well, yeah. You might still be able to afford it. You say your mountains in the bank, apparently.
That was a joke, by the way. I'm joking about it.
No, but you might be able to pay your mortgage. Let's say now we're talking worst case scenario here. You had to foreclose you lost your house back to the bank. Would Adrian then feel understandable why Jeremy would be then slighted?
Adrian has become Adrian in the last years has become a champagne socialist. He lives
socialist.
You live a champagne lifestyle.
No, I agree. Socialism to a degree, Jeremy.
No, okay, that's fair enough. But Adrian lives a quite a comfortable lifestyle. He has a nicer car than me. He has more holidays a year than me.
Kids are grown up.
It doesn't matter. But
you've got three kids under 10.
You make out that you're the man of the people and all that. And oh my God! Oh, houses for everybody. Houses for everybody. Yeah, you're the same fucker, Adrian. That every month when your paycheck comes in and you look at your total deductions, you're fucking throwing the payslip up.
Everybody hates paying tax.
Yeah, but that's what you're paying it for. You're paying it for people who just wanted a forever home for free. Forever homes for free.
Oh, that's what it is. So you do begrudge.
Well, it is, Adrian.
God's sake, it's not like the woman went down, put herself on the housing list and they said, there's your keys. She waited 12 years.
Oh.
I hope it always stays sunny for you. I hope we don't face a national crisis of a recession and all of you lose your jobs.
Well, I hope it stays sunny for you because you'll be able to survive without your six holidays a year.
No.
So there you go.
Oh, God.
Oh, poor Adrian. Adrian can only go on two holidays this year.
You're not listening to me. The point I'm making is that the state is there to help us at times of crisis.
And it does. Robbie, would you agree that the state helps us too much?
Yeah, to an extent. I don't like saying the word too much, but there are definitely some people who play the system. I'm not accusing this girl of doing it.
I was about to say, I don't know how you can say somebody who waited 12 years for her forever home is playing any sort of a system. Seriously.
But Adrian, you will agree there's definitely women out there who pop out a few kids, knowing that in a few years, in as little as, let's say, 12,
so now
get a fucking house over.
So now you're accusing Sabrina of popping out a few kids.
I'm not saying that she's specific. I'm not saying her specifically, but there are girls who've done that.
This is Grace.
If you're 12 years on a housing list, then you're in clearly a very sought after area, which is probably Dublin. If that was the case for me and I was in dire need of a house, I'd be moving outside of Dublin, paying my rent in a place that the council list was maybe less and you would get your house quicker. But people who want to stay in Dublin have to expect that that's going to be the waiting time. I do think that it should be made easier to get a mortgage. I mean, I was paying a grand a month rent, which obviously left me with very little money to save. So I couldn't save for a mortgage, but I think that there has to be a system where you say, like, okay, she can afford a grand a month, we give her a mortgage based on that, and look at people's outgoings, look at their income, and base a loan off that and give them the money to buy a house where they're paying back to the banks or the council or whatever when you are a single mother trying to pay rent and save. It's not easy. And I don't think that anybody chooses, well, some people obviously choose the life of wanting to be in a council house all their life, and that's their prerogative if that's what they want to do. However, I do think that the system should be made easier for people to actually buy their homes instead of renting and being on the council list. If somebody can afford, what is it, £2,000 a month now in Dublin? If somebody can afford £2,000 a month rent, then they can well afford to pay a mortgage. You just have to give them the mortgage based on what they can afford.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
As well, another issue that's just been raised, which I know a lot of people would agree with as well. If you are looking for your forever home, as in a home that you don't have to pay the mortgage for, or you don't need £50,000 deposit or whatever, which is very hard to get, by the way. You know, it's near impossible. You know, you can understand begrudgery if someone gets a forever home that's in Dublin, in a, like that's beside their mother, or it's on the Lewis line, or it's near the city centre and stuff like that. Like, how is it a fair situation when someone can get a forever home in Dublin, whereas a couple who are working their arse off have to move down to...
The fact of the matter is that half of the forever homes available in Dublin are in places that you're so up your own hole that you wouldn't want to live in.
No, but how is it fair that a working couple have to buy down in some Ballygobackwards kip like Navan or something like that?
Something wrong with Navan.
Okay, I'm just... Wherever then. Wherever. Tyrrell's Pass. I don't know. One of those towns down there. Whereas someone can get a forever home for free in Dublin. That's not fair.
Begrudgery is all I ever hear from you. That's all I ever hear.
No, not a
and as I just said to you, a lot of the places where these forever homes are available, you wouldn't even drive your fucking car into them, let alone live in the place. So stop giving out about it.
I never look down on
yes, you do.
No,
you absolutely do. Jess!
I hear you sound like a heartless prick, Jeremy. You actually are. So there's no one who's ever a place to call home. You're there trying to compare to a new car. A car is a fucking luxury. Whether you pay a mortgage or rent is immaterial. Everyone deserves to have a roof over their head at the end of the day. Now, what does I get saved? Because last time I talked about this, I was torn apart. And you know what? I'm still going to stand on this hill. It is a human right. It should be in the Constitution that everyone deserves a place to call home. It's fucking ridiculous. The house's prices don't add up. The renting prices don't add up. There's no need to be paying the arrears prices that they are. Should the Oscar Trader Road has new houses, some of them starting at over £300,000. That's fucking ridiculous. I only heard a story a few months ago about a chap in Tipperary, I think it was, or Limerick, one or the other, built his own log cabin on his own land. I was told he had to take it down. How the fuck are people supposed to live? You need to lay off her, Jeremy, seriously, like...
Yeah,
hope
Jeremy.
It's sunny for you.
Yeah, hope it always stays sunny for you.
There's Mrs. I want a house in Dublin. I'm entitled to a house in Dublin.
She never said that.
She was on before saying that she wants to live near where she grew up or whatever in Finglas, which, by the way, is one area that she probably could buy in. Just living in Dublin is a luxury that shouldn't be afforded to everybody.
Okay, but that's not what this conversation is about today. This conversation today is that everybody, by our constitution, should have a right to a house.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should have a right to somewhere to live.
I just have a bit of news for you as well. I'm not going to be doing this podcast. I'm not doing this podcast ever again. Don't need to work anymore. No need to work. Put me on the list.
Sabrina works part-time.
Give me my forever. Oh, I'd love to work part-time. Be great. Love it.
Well, off you go then.
Yeah. No, I can't afford it.
Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lola?
I'm good, thank you, guys. I'm going to probably slate it for my opinion today.
Okay, well, go on, let's see.
So my opinion is, I think everyone should have the right to accommodation, okay? My background was I was a single parent. I was a single parent. I had my daughter when I was 17, 18. I had the luxury to go back and finish my college education with a creche facility attached to a school. I had to do my leaving cert again. I did my degrees afterwards. They don't have those facilities anymore. Okay, so I was able to get... I was on the housing list for 17 years and I got a house. I was very lucky to get a house, a two-bedroom house, when my daughter turned 18. My daughter is an adult. Okay, I got a beautiful house.
Okay, it took you 18 years.
Yes, 18 years. So my daughter moved. My daughter basically moved in, lived here for a year, and I got a two-bedroom house. And I don't think that's correct. because also I've seen...
Sorry, what bit do you not think is correct? That you waited 18 years or what?
Well, I just think the fact that, like, your forever home, like, it is my forever home now. Well, actually, Tron's new. It is what it is for now, and perfect. It's lovely. But it's the fact it's like 18 years and she's moved out. Like, you know, what's the point? Someone else could have this house with the family.
Okay, Jeremy, let's deal with that for a moment. 18 years. And
I was 17 years on the list.
By the time she got her council house, her daughter was a bloody adult. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
And then I was working full time. I did 2 degrees. So I was on the half. So I was paying rent. Now I spent half rent in a place. I was paying probably about like €800 in doing this. But I couldn't even afford that for one child.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is, Jeremy, isn't it ridiculous that it has taken her 18 years?
How many places did you turn down in those 18 years, if any?
And the one place I turned down, it was actually so damp. It was a one bed and it was damp. It needed so much renovation work. I could not afford it. I was literally doing
college. She turned down a dirty, smelly kitchen.
That was when she was three.
That's fair enough, Lola. But my point is there are people who are out working 40, 50, 60 hours a week who will not get the forever home that you have.
Do you know what the funny thing is? And this is what I'm going to say to you. I worked as an operations manager in the cosmetic surgery clinic. I have 2 degrees. I worked in accounts, I worked in business and everything. And I quit all my jobs after COVID, okay? Because I was actually better off not working anymore. I started off my own business at home. I work for myself now on slow businesses. I do not make as much money as I did before, but I still work. But I think also what I'm saying, what the opinion matters to me is I do not think if someone, I think men have a very bad situation in this country. Very bad situation. If a woman has kids, they come first. The man needs to go and get an affidavit to get rights. I think men should be treated equally as women. Am I still on the line or it's gone quiet?
No, we're still here. We're hanging on.
So basically, I think it's very bad on men as well because men... Just because it takes a man and a woman to make a baby. I'm talking, but even everyone should have accommodation, regardless if it's a modular...
Okay, so let me ask the question, and this goes back to Sabrina, who got in contact with us in the first place. She believes that everybody, by law, should have a right to housing. Do you agree with that?
Well, everyone should be able to. But housing can be in different situations. It could be you could get a tent that's secure and like heated if you're not willing to work. I don't think if you're a single parent and you have one child, and I don't think you should. I think you should be put on contraception by law if you are going to reproduce and you cannot afford to pay. Kids are expensive, you know. Regardless, free education doesn't work out. Like I've gone through it myself. I come from like a good background, but like school books, everything like that. Like I don't know bloody way I could afford it. I think if you have one child and you can't afford it and you're going on the system, you go on to get contraception and you don't start reproducing. That is my opinion. By law, end of.
But you also think that it is ridiculous that you had to wait until your daughter became an adult to get your forever home.
Being honest with you, I just became accustomed to it. I just went to work every day and I was in a lucky situation where my landlord said I was in a position, this is very different, this is why I felt secure. He said that he was using this apartment as his pension and he was a young person. So he said, you don't have any worries. So I had worries if he decided to sell, there's no properties out there. And it's very hard for a parent with children to go through that. I do agree there should be accommodation for everyone. If it puts everyone into Butlins, a roof over their head, do you know what I mean? Whatever. I think everyone should, provided they all have to muck together, work together, communal settings. You know, there is a way of doing it.
Okay. Isn't there a worry, though, that if you enshrine something like that in our constitution, then people will start suing the state when they don't have somewhere to live, when they are homeless?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, like, if you've got the likes of, like, Butlins and stuff, or all the refugees and stuff, and we can build these modular tents and stuff like that, if they want to write, but there has to be, like, even if they're not working, there has to be a communal setting. They can do gardening, they can do stuff around the area, they can do something with that. They have to contribute to the public. and make it that way, and then get involved in doing something. You cannot have your accommodation unless you work for it. Simple. You know, it's, you can't just give people stuff and let them sit around watching Netflix all day. If you want to have a roof over your head, even if it's like just a warm insulated tent type of modular marquee structure with a bed and washing facility.
Okay, so
you are going to have your job.
Yeah, okay. So what you're saying is, yes, you do deserve a right to a roof over your head, but there's no guarantee for what sort of standard
only
that might
be. Only if you're willing to work for it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And certainly it shouldn't be in Dublin on the Lewis line where you're within, like, there's people...
No, that's it. No, absolutely not.
There's people working their arses off who have to drive 2 hours a day just to get to and from their place.
100%. No, these places should be put out in places in... outskirts of places, and if you want, and then they have to contribute to the village. Maybe villages that need a bit more work, they can like help out.
So, do you believe that forever homes should be placed outside of Dublin? In other words, if someone is on the housing list, like you were, if someone is expecting a house without having to get a mortgage, that those houses should be placed outside of Dublin?
No, I don't necessarily, but I believe that it's a holding spot. And then if you work your way up through the system, like, it could be basically like, this is where you start if you need to be entitled to have a roof over your head and make it warm. But you have to show that you're willing, and then you go to the next step, and then
at harder, you get offers that mightn't suit you, and it gets easier as the longer you're on the housing list, I think is what you're saying. A lot of calls on this. Let me go to Matthew. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Matthew?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Matthew, should we have a legal right to housing in the Constitution?
I 1,000% think so, yeah. I do.
Okay.
I don't think it should be unconditional, but I think that there has to be some sort of right to housing and some sort of way of taking care of people.
And how would that work in practice, do you think?
I think, like what Lola said, I think it's a combination of things. I can't remember the fella's name that was on from Cork, and he was talking about, you know, there's more than one city in the country. You know, everything's centralised in Dublin. There's cities around the country that are just falling apart at the seams because no one's living in them. But if you build houses in these places and you build infrastructure and people can work and live there and make a living and actually stay there, they will stay there. And then you don't have to worry so much about people being homeless. Like, this whole situation is just a side effect of the fact that the government doesn't really care about people. All they want to do is just make sure they make as much money for themselves as possible, right? So they don't invest in housing, they don't invest in education, they don't invest in health in a meaningful way. They throw money at the problem. But if you look at the children's hospital that's being built, the amount of money that's been spent on that is ridiculous. That money could have been used for so many other things, because the people in charge are putting their friends in, their cronies in, who are getting the money and spending it on themselves.
Okay, but again, what I was saying was, if we give everybody a constitutional right to housing, will that not be abused? Will that not be, somebody saying, ah, sure, I'll just have to hang around and I'll have a house in a couple of years?
The whole thing about life, Matt, is that, you know, certain people aren't like that. There's a lot of people in Ireland who are work shy, who just terrified of the job centre, terrified of taking up a day's work. But for the rest of us, like yourself, Matt, like myself, like Adrian, who will work hard, the incentive to work hard is up. When you work hard, you end up owning things that you want. And if you take that away and you say to everybody, if the government sends out the message saying, don't bother, if everybody was to become work shy tomorrow, the country would be on its knees. Okay? Now, we have enough work shy people. We people who haven't worked in 15 years because they have a bad back. Bad back me whole, to be honest with you. And myself and Adrian know of several people who haven't worked since bloody Whammer in the charts. That's how long it's been since they've worked. And there's absolutely, because they've a gammy leg or a gammy foot. Now, they can work. The fact is, no matter what is wrong with you, there is a job available for you now. Yeah? If you have a gammy leg, fucking work at home in your office. Yeah? Do calls.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people who just don't want to work but expect things to be handed to them. Gimme, 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 gimme. And the point is, if that became the law, that, you know, we were all entitled to a house. So, geez, I'd give up work tomorrow. I don't want to be sitting here.
No, you wouldn't give up work tomorrow.
I don't want to be sitting here tomorrow.
You wouldn't, Jeremy. That's the fact of it. You wouldn't.
In Finland, Jeremy, at the minute in Finland, they're doing this experiment where they're giving people a universal basic income, right? So they're giving people a certain amount of money every month so they can live comfortably and not have to worry about things like housing and food. And it hasn't made people stop working. In fact, it's had the opposite effect. People are more willing to work.
But if you...
People are getting involved in the community. They're doing stuff to help around the area. They're going out cleaning up. They're getting involved in social services, youth clubs. Because when you have that security in place, you can do more for your community. I live abroad. I had to leave the country because living in Ireland was totally, like, just not feasible for me. So I finished college, like, in the height of the recession. I left the country, right? I live in a place where there's no social support at all. And there's people living in cages that are 6 feet long and 3 feet tall. And they're paying €600-700 a month for the privilege.
I get that. But you have the other flip side, Matt, where a friend of mine who and his partner literally haven't been on a holiday in about 12 years. They saved and saved and saved. They bought a lovely three-bedroomed house in Shankill. Their next-door neighbour is in a forever home in Shankill. Mm-hmm. So you have this couple who genuinely, I could do a whole show on the sacrifices that they made in the last...
Fair play to them.
They've made huge sacrifices, yet in an identical house beside them in Shankill is a couple, by the way, not just a woman, a couple. Now, they're not married, they're a couple with kids, and they have made fuck-all sacrifices. That's what pisses people off.
But don't you think that they shouldn't have had to make those sacrifices?
But you are always going to have people like that. You said a few minutes ago, I'll just pack in work. You won't. You're not that sort of person. It's not in you, no more than I would.
If people are doing that anyway, then what's the harm in actually trying this situation out and seeing if it improves the situation?
Okay, do me a favour.
Go on.
Do me a favour and stay with me for a second. He's basically saying that you are entitled, we should be entitled to a forever home. This is Jason.
Question, Jeremy. Feel free to answer this one if you want. Would you be able to afford to buy a house in nowadays market? You and your wife are starting off again. 425,000 is now an affordable house in Dublin. Would you be able to afford that, honestly? I think you're being very disingenuous there, Jeremy.
Well, would you?
Take a break and I'll answer the question.
Well, I've more to bring in. Go on, answer that quick.
Would I be able to...
Chances are you wouldn't.
Completely hypothetical situation. I don't know. By the way, that price he gave of 430, was that what he said?
Yeah.
430. You can get a house... Geez, I've seen houses in Finglas for 260. I've seen houses...
You wouldn't move to any of those places.
Don't tell me where I would move to and where I wouldn't move.
Move down to Newtown and Kennedy. No, I wouldn't want to live down there. We only had this conversation 2 weeks ago. This is Keith.
I don't know where people get off by saying it's not the government's responsibility to look after the people who voted for, allegedly voted them in. Like, I thought that's what the job was for. You know, local authority reports to the main authority who deal with the public for the people. So why are they trying to make their own fucking jobs easier by saying, oh, we want nothing to do with that, we want nothing to do with that? What the fuck are they in power for if it's nothing to do with them? Why are they sitting up there, oh yeah, for the big money? Because they couldn't give two fucks about the people, the working class and anybody else out there, homeless people. Oh yeah, but they'll bring the refugees in, like, to keep the people fighting them. So the attention is taken away from the real fucking crux up in the doll.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Should we have a constitutional right to a home? That's the question we're asking.
Just to address Keith's angry message before the break there, where he was saying the government hate working class people. On the contrary, Keith, the government hate working people. They hate people who work. They hate the squeezed middle class who work the 50 and 60 hours a week. However, they obviously don't hate the people who are vulnerable because we live in a welfare state, Keith. I don't know if you are aware of that. We live in a welfare state where if you cannot, there's so many safety nets there for people. I'm not going to bore you all to tears with the amount of safety nets that are in place for people who can't afford things. Back to school allowance, fuel allowance, children's allowance money, HAP, single mother's allowance. There's more allowances than you can shake a stick at. So to suggest, Keith, that the government doesn't like or doesn't help vulnerable people is bollocks. Would you agree, Adrian?
Yeah, it's bollocks. Kelly, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kelly?
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks, Kelly. What did you want to say? You're a bit angry with Jeremy, are you?
little bit.
Okay, go on.
Just from like, I mean, saying about being a constitutional right, yeah, it should be, because it's a basic human right. I mean, we all need shelter, we all need food, we all need water to survive. But now, you know, Jeremy's attitude and some of the people's attitude, well, if you don't have money, tough shit, you know, you're on the streets. It's a basic human right. We need shelter to survive. And like this attitude that if you don't earn enough money, we're tough, or, you know, if you don't earn enough money, fuck off out of Dublin. So segregate everybody else that doesn't have money. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, it does make sense. Living in the capital city in any country in the world is a luxury. If I went to live in New York tomorrow, Kelly, do you think I could afford an apartment in Manhattan?
Well, answer the question. That's not what I'm getting at.
No, that's not what I'm getting at.
Like, I mean, I'm born and raised in Dublin, right?
Yep.
So myself and my kids, we born and raised here. So we were renting didn't get our house for 12 years. We were renting. We were paying the bulk of the mortgage on our rent, and still being told we can't afford the mortgage, still tough. So we were paying more than I was actually paying than one of my friends on a mortgage for rent. And I was being told, no, but you can't afford a mortgage. But yes, I could pay somebody else's mortgage. So judging by that, just because I was refused the mortgage, I should have to then be thrown out of Dublin to actually have accommodation then. That doesn't make sense. If I'm able to pay for it, just because I don't owe me bricks and mortar, does not mean that I shouldn't get to live in Dublin, like where I was born and raised, if I'm paying somebody else's mortgage.
But there's lots of those.
That's segregating people then that are on low incomes. You can't do that.
So you think that someone...
Listen to what she said.
No, I am listening.
You want rich people living in Dublin and those who aren't as rich...
That's already the case. Sorry, do you live in Malahide, Kelly?
No, Blanchardstown.
No, why don't you live in Malahide?
Because this is where I got my house.
No, but well, Malahide's lovely. Why don't you live in Malahide? Why don't I live in Malahide?
Why don't you live in Malahide?
Why don't you live in Finglas? It would have been cheaper.
No, but answer the question. Why don't you live in Malahide?
What are you getting at?
And why don't I live in Malahide?
Because I couldn't have... Because first of all, I couldn't afford to live in Malahide. Second of all, it wasn't where I was given my home. And I would rather be struggling every month to pay somebody else's mortgage.
Is that not segregation? I want to live in that housing estate that Nicky Byrne and Roland Keaton and all live in. You know, that big queue with all the
money.
I want to live there.
But that's down to personal choice.
No, but you think you're...
If I was being told by the council, you don't have enough money to be able to get a mortgage, that's when... Now you have to fuck off out of the county.
No, but why? Can I scream segregation because I can't get a house in Malahide? I feel segregated.
But you're still in a position to be able to buy somewhere. You were able to choose where you wanted to buy.
No, I couldn't fucking choose where I wanted to buy.
No,
I couldn't.
But you still chose where you bought. I did not choose where I live.
I'm living in a concrete jungle, for God's sake. I want to live in Malahide. What's the name of that place where all the big houses?
I don't know. It's posh.
It's posh. I want to live in Malahide now. By your rules, I'm being segregated because I can't live in Malahide. Is that correct?
No, what I'm saying is you still own your home. You are still able to be in a position to buy your home in an area that you were able to go and look at that and say, okay, yeah, we're happy here. So, but your attitude is you're saying to people, if you don't have the money for a mortgage and you have to get a house off the council, well, then fuck off out of the county because it's just...
And that is what you said, Jeremy. That is what you said.
But you're agreeing with me because the exact argument I put to you, Kelly, is why I really want to live in forget Malahide. I want to live Southside. I want to live in Cliny Hill. That's where I want to live.
But you can't afford to.
That's quite proven.
But if I can afford to pay for somebody else's mortgage, if I can afford to pay a landlord's mortgage, why can't I afford to pay for my own? Why wouldn't they give me my own? It's because my income is not as... I don't even know why. If I can afford to pay somebody else's mortgage, why would they not give me one to buy my own?
How much rent are you paying a month?
I was paying when I was private renting, myself and my partner at the time, we were paying €1,500 a month for a house. €1,500 for a two-bedroom house, whereas my friend was paying €800 or €900 for a three-bed. I was paying more than them, but yeah, I was refused because I don't have savings, because I wasn't in a position to save.
Because it does make sense, because the way banks look at this is when people apply for a mortgage, they will look at your ability to be able to save money. And if you don't have money in your bank account, when someone when a
listen
bank,
to what she just said.
Yes,
she couldn't ever afford to raise a deposit because she was living and paying rent.
I know it's shit. It's if here,
and this attitude that you were getting from the fourth caller on as well. Oh, people, women popping out kids. He seems to forget that it takes two people to make
those
kids.
I agree with that. Well,
he's going out like and some of the comments on Facebook as well saying, "Oh, popping out kids don't have kids if you can't afford them." But well, it's always the woman that gets blamed. It's always the parents that.
I agree with you.
Blamed.
I agree
it's
with you.
The parent that's
for,
raised the kids
for every
blamed.
For every woman that has kids and is rearing kids on their own, there's a useless prick of a sperm donor who's doing absolutely nothing. I agree with you. I'm always on women's side when it comes to that. But my point, and the last thing I'll say on this, Kelly, if buying a house and getting on the property ladder was easy, everybody would be able to do it. It's not easy.
And that's exactly the point as to why it's we need to help people who can't get on the housing ladder.
But that's exactly it. If you can, like, that's what the government is there for, to support people that can't afford it. People are just, some people are just not as lucky. I wasn't lucky to be able to get a mortgage. That's fine. It doesn't bother me. Well, actually, I'm actually happy that I have my council home, and I'm not ashamed of it either, because I don't have to worry about trying to come up 1,600 or a month or more. I know that if God forbid I had no income, I'm not going to lose my home. I don't have to worry about that. You can't take your house to grave with you anyway, so I don't get what the competition is. Oh, I own my home, so what? You can't take it with you.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please. I want to bring in Brian on this.
Social housing should only be outside of the cities. If you want to live in a city, you have to buy it yourself. You have to get the money together and buy it. It makes it easier for everyone who actually works two jobs maybe in a household to actually buy a house, and then it also makes it easier for money to be coming in with all the rents, all the taxes and that, to pay for social housing to be built outside of major cities. Simple.
Okay, well, what do you say to that, Kelly? He's saying the same thing, basically. Get out of Dublin if you want a council house.
Because the council are offering you a house in Dublin, a council house, you're going to take it. And I'm not going to turn it down. Nobody else is going to turn it down, especially if you, I mean, your kids are going to school here. This is where you're working. If you're working full time, part time, whatever, I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to refuse it. So that's, the governments are not doing that. The councils are not doing that. They're not offering houses down the country, because what happens is you have to be, like, we lived in County Leitrim for a while. We couldn't get onto that housing list because we were already on the one still in Dublin. So we had to take our names off that if we wanted to get onto the one down here. But then you're back at the start, at the end of the list, so it wasn't worth doing. It's not as easy to just say, right, I'll leave the county. You have to be on their council list as well, and it's very hard to change over.
Absolutely, and I'm aware that it is. Stay there. I want to play another message that I've been asked to play for you from Robbie.
How about this multiple approach to social housing? If you can afford, if you're currently paying, let's say, $1,200 in rent, you know, you can get a social house, you know, for maybe half of that, or, like, you know, three quarters of that. But, you know, you get bumped right up the list to get your forever home, and it's just significantly cheaper than what it would be for a mortgage.
Now, do you want to respond to that, Kelly?
Well, that doesn't... am I stupid? Does that not make sense? I don't get what he's trying to say. There's not really a question there.
All right, fair enough. Let me go to Debbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Debbie?
Hi, Adrian. Look, I live in a council house. I was reared in a council estate in Ballybrack where everybody worked. My neighbours all work. We're all in the council estate in Ballybrack. This thing of people assuming that because you're in a council estate, you don't work. Now, my rent from the Dunleary County Council goes by what comes into the house. Mm-hmm. Like, I have five adult children living with me who haven't a hope in hell of buying a house, are trying to get a place to rent. They can't because they don't earn enough. And, you know, they're trying to save up and they can't, and it's just impossible for them. Now, every few months, the council send me out forms to fill in, and my kids have to, and myself, we have to go to our jobs and get the forms filled out to say how much we're earning, how much tax we paid and everything else. And then the council determines our rent. The people that seem to have this notion that you get a free house or you get a cheap house. Not if you're working. My rent, our council rent is over €200 a week, council house, because my kids are working. And it goes up every couple of months by 20, 30 euro here. If the kids get a rise or I get a rise, it goes up. Now, people, I think everybody is entitled to a roof over their head, regardless of income. And
that's the bottom line. And that's what this conversation
and I think
is about.
It's a fundamental right to shelter. Now, do you talk about people waiting? So some people are waiting. And I know in Dunleary, some people could be waiting 15 to 20 years for a council house.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be a few houses here and there, but the list doesn't move. I myself waited for 10 years and it was four generations living in my mother father's house before I got rehoused. So it's not as simple as put your name in the house list, spit out a few kids and you get a house. It doesn't happen like that. I wanted to spell them out. And Jeremy has keeps having a pop at the working class. A majority of the working class where I live in Ballybrack are people who are out working full time, paying taxes. And they're just barely getting by.
And again, we go back to the point of this conversation.
By the way, Jeremy, Debbie, I don't hate the working class because the working class actually work. I hate the work shy class.
No, but what she's just said is she lives in a council estate in Ballybrack where the majority of the people in that estate work.
That's yeah,
work.
Yeah.
But you still begrudge them those council houses.
No, I don't. No. Oh, so you're talking about the estate that you couldn't wait to move out of, Adrian. Is that what you're saying? As soon as you got a few bob.
What are you talking about?
Don't be making out that you'd be happy to live in Ballybrack.
I love Ballybrack.
You moved out of Ballybrack.
My mum and dad still live in Ballybrack.
You moved out of Ballybrack as soon as you could.
No, because I couldn't afford to live in Ballybrack.
The point is, Debbie, I don't hate the working class. I was brought up to respect anybody that gets out of bed in the morning and goes to work.
Jeremy, I respect anyone that gets out of work too. I came from a family of workers.
Exactly.
But there are some people who just can't work. And I know there are work shy, but they're few and far between.
They're not few and far between, Debbie.
No,
Jesus Christ.
Lord, Jeremy, as soon as somebody signs on the dole now, they're setting courses.
Hang on, Debbie.
At one stage, my daughter had to, her job folded up. She had to go down to go on social welfare. Within a couple of weeks of her getting a payment, they had her down in Intrio signing up for courses. They'll send them on courses. They'll send them on two schemes, C schemes, anything to get them off.
It's not as easy to be long-term unemployed as it used to be.
No, it's not as easy as it used to be. I saw it myself when I was growing up.
Yep.
Generations of them.
Last week, Debbie, yeah. One of the really sunny days, I had to drop something off near Bluebell in South Dublin. And I was driving through the estate. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was dropping something off in Bluebell. And this particular estate that I drove into by mistake, everybody was sitting out their front gardens drinking at 2 o'clock in the day. Not one person working.
Maybe they were finished work. Maybe they worked an early shift.
Yeah. You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know people's sectors. They could be working part-time.
The whole estate.
Or they could have worked nights. You wouldn't know, Jeremy. As I said, you shouldn't categorize. I know from a fact now. Years ago, you could stay on the
dole for life, nearly.
For at least from the time you turned 18 to the time you got your pension. And then your sons and daughters could do the same. Now they don't.
It's a lot more difficult.
It was only a week or two getting a payment. And within that, they had letters to go down to Incheon and Dunleary. So we sent on two schemes, EC schemes, given things for jobs. They're not allowed now to sit in the dole anymore.
Okay, in answer to the question, you believe housing should be a constitutional right?
It's a constitutional human right. I mean, everyone has a right to shelter of some sort, so they should have the houses for everybody. And there shouldn't be people waiting 15, 20 years for a house and paying through the nose for private rent. I know people who are paying $2,000 a month rent. And like the other caller said, they can't get a mortgage because they have no savings.
Yep, they're caught in a vicious circle. Yep.
And my kids are the same. They could save up and they could go and pay two, because I know in Cherrywood, the new apartment in Cherrywood, one bedroom's 2,100. But I mean, that's most of their wages gone a month. And then they have to pay for utilities, food and things like that. You know, and it's mad. But
when you hear the people that we've had on this podcast saying, firstly, you shouldn't have a right to a house in Dublin, and then secondly, go out and get a better job and afford your own house. What do you say to people like that?
Well, I mean, if you want to live in Dublin, you have a right to live where you're from. I mean, I wouldn't move out of Ballybrack because it's where I'm from. If I had to move somewhere else for work purposes, or even if there was only house available, say down in Kildare or something like that, I would move. And get a better job. You could get all the better jobs you want, but the rents are still going up. Everything else is going up and you're getting tax dealt. So really, unless you're earning €100,000 a year, you're just barely making it even.
Sorry, Debbie, just to pull you up there, did you say you have a right to live wherever you want to live, or did you say you have a right to live wherever you grew up?
No, if you could choose where you want to live, you'd want to live where you're from, where you have your
But life doesn't work like that. There's very few people living where they actually want to live. I mean, do you think people living in Darndale, do you think they want to live there? Would they not prefer to live in Malahide?
Some people actually would like living in Darndale.
Because I tell you why, a lot of people, especially in working class communities, they like to stay where their families are from, their support networks or whatever else. And, that's okay if you can live there. I mean, when I was on the waiting for a house, I was given three choices. I could live in, the area, the Ballybrack area, Shankill area. I could move out to the Dunleary Blackark area, or I could move up somewhere like Kiltearnan, or that was another part of the Dunleary right down. We had a preference. So if a house came available in our first preference place and we were in line for it, we were offered it.
Mm-hmm.
So how just so happens, I happened to be offered a place in Ballybrack. Now, if it comes that I was offered a place in, say, Kiltearn or something, it's only a couple of miles, but I would have taken it. I know people have taken houses, they're from Ballybrack, and they've moved out far to Rathfarnham and those places because it was the first house available and they were waiting that long for a house. They were that damn glad of it. People in that Roundel, they know they wouldn't go to Malahide. Their support network is there. It's where they know Malahide. It's kind of middle class, upper class. The people from Darndale would be kind of ordinary working class people. They probably feel out of place up there. And so would people if they moved from Malahide into Darndale, they'd feel out of place there. You know what I mean?
Okay, but the bottom line from your point of view is when it comes to housing, you believe everybody has a right to a constitutional right to a roof over their head.
Yes, they do. All right. Yes, I believe so.
Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in Eddie on this.
How are you, lads? Good topic today. Now, as I've told you a million times before, I didn't have kids because I know I can't afford them. Yet there's that woman who's working part-time, and I guarantee I'm probably earning four or five times what the amount she is, and she's going to have three kids. You know what I mean? It's an absolute fucking joke. And she's in rented accommodation, paid for by the government. She's in there for, 12 years? That's already a fucking mortgage paid for by the government. And I find it incredible that these people who take handouts off the government left, right and centre criticise them at the same time. Fucking hypocrisy is mad. Don't breed them if you can't feed them.
All right, and Trevor.
Hey, lads, Trevor here. Why don't we just get rid of the fucking housing this time together? Leave kids with the parents, and I guarantee you they'll be fucking kicking them out the door to get jobs, not to have children, not to have 10 children, just to get that forever home. I fucking hate that expression. At the end of the day, lads, what the hell is free in this world apart from a fucking house off the government? Oh, I had to wait 10, I had to wait 12, I had to wait 15 years. Still getting a free gaff now, albeit it'll never be yours because once you croak it, the council will take it back. But you know what? No, it shouldn't be free, and it shouldn't be free for anybody, national, international, non-national, or national, his national, whatever the hell you want to call it. I just don't think anything should be free. If you're going to expect something, you should have to work bloody hard for it. Otherwise, you're just creating a lazy bunch of fuckers that are going to be the next generation of this world. And God look to people who they have to look after. Oh, Jesus, scary talk. Cheers, lads. Can't wait to hear the topic, Trevor.
All right, Trevor. Thanks very much indeed.
Topic's over, Trevor.
It is, Trevor. Sorry about that. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Have you changed your tone at all, no?
I have nothing more to say now at this stage. Are you just trying to get me to fill time here?
No. I'm asking whether or not, having heard some of the stories that we have heard, whether you might change your tune a little bit.
Never go back. Just want to find out what that estate is where Roland Keating and all lives in Malahide.
Well, you're going to put a deposit down.
I'd love to put a deposit down.
Again, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified of the next episode. Thanks for listening.